bro.
Yeah, boy.
No.
What's up, my chest? It's been a while. Facts. You know, I had to handle school, but I'm back. I'm back. I got to get back in my stuff. There's a lot has happened in the NBA.
Yeah.
Fights. Facts. Crazy games. Facts. Crazy jesters.
Episode 27, started, son. Episode 27. Missed the week. But we all right. We back. We ain't missed too much time. You know what I'm saying? But we can just continue the conversation we were just having about Memphis and John Morant.
Memphis, I don't know what's going on. Too many injuries. Bad chemistry in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You got Bane arguing with Adama.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good for the team. We was the second seed, and I don't know where we just started losing. Jaren Jackson was out for a couple games, mm-hmm. and by the time Jaren Jackson came back, Ja Morant was gone.
Yeah,
he was injured. He had to take some games off, and mm-hmm. we was in like in the sixth game losing streak.
I think so. Y'all in the eighth seed now.
No, I mean, 60. Yeah, we moved up since the.
I don't understand that game, though. I don't know how they move up and everybody else move down when we all won games.
I don't understand it too, because
we won by more points than y'all beat the Heat by. We beat the Nets by like, I don't know. Let me check. We beat them by 15 points and y'all beat the Heat by 2, but for some reason y'all jumped to 6. I could understand if y'all probably moved up to 7 or something.
Yeah. Like come on, man. Like, we was the second seed.
Yeah.
And you let the Warriors pass. The Warriors pass us. Like,
the Warriors been yesterday. I ain't gonna lie. The Lakers disappointed me. I wasn't hating on the Warriors. Like, I didn't care who won. It just Luka sold my parlay, bro. Two points, bro.
Yeah.
By 1 point, actually, I need him to get 20. The month had 19, bro.
19?
Yes, bro. Austin Reeves had 31. Braun had 33. Like, I don't know what happened to Luka, bro. He lost his powers going to L.A., son. Maybe it's just LeBron James got to go. Maybe they ship LeBron and LeBron James Jr. out of there.
Yeah, probably. But we can only see in the summer.
Word. We'll get back to that later. But yeah, the Grizzlies, I don't know what the hell happened to them. Y'all was pretty much far ahead of everyone, you know. Well, y'all was right there with the Rockets, and then now y'all got the same record as the Timberwolves. So I don't know what happened.
I don't know if it's a scheme they're trying to do to get an easier playoff run with the, like, because 6th seed, play the Nuggets, we can beat them. That would be a good series, though.
Yeah, that would be extremely difficult for y'all to win. I ain't gonna sit here and act like that's an easy series. Yeah, I would probably better off playing the Mavericks. Not Mavericks.
The Rockets.
Rockets. Sorry, why did I say Mavericks? But
We will have to be seven seed, and you will have to play Denver. But y'all beat Denver before,
We beat them last year. I think we beat them this year, every game we played. But the playoffs is a different beast, bro. I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to beat them in the playoffs if we play. I can't sit here and say that. We went to 7 games with them.
Yeah.
We went to 7 games with them. So
You never know. Jokic might be in his revenge.
Word.
All right. On the Timberwolves, if y'all play the Nuggets again.
Maybe. That's why I'm not sitting here trying to say that we're going to beat them if we play them. I honestly want to play the Rockets. So if we make it, I think we could beat the Rockets in 7 in a playoff setting.
Yeah.
The Rockets, no offense, is the weakest team in the playoffs. Yeah. Now, looking at the playoffs, I think they're the weakest team out of all of the West. Like, I know I don't want to play the Lakers. I know that. I don't want to play Golden State. I don't want to play OKC. Even though we can beat OKC, it's not far-fetched, but I don't want to put myself in that predicament. You know, if we can make it to the second round, we good. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even the Clippers, because I think if the Clippers play the OKC, they should be.
Yeah, I feel like the Clippers could beat OKC. Yeah, Kawhi.
Yeah. Kawhi been bugging, bro.
Healthy Kawhi is dangerous.
Yeah, bro. Kawhi, I don't know. He the only player I know to get 4 leg surgeries and come back cooking, bro. I don't know. He out here moving mad shifting. I'm like, what happened? Is he on PEDs or something? How he moving like this, bro? I don't know, son.
I don't know.
But
because I was watching the highlights and I was like, whoa. What was this when Paul George was there?
Word. He over there hurt every other day. Bro.
Every season hurt. Yes, so bro. Paul George bag.
Yeah, bro. Now Paul George over there missing the playoffs. That's good for his ass anyway, bro. Nobody told him to leave, bro.
No, like
he could have stayed and we would have been good, bro.
I feel like the Sixers might trade him this summer.
Good. Get him out of there. Pack him up. I didn't want him there in the first place. Pack him up. They over there getting carried by Quentin Grimes, bro. Like, that's so embarrassing. Quentin Grimes
is even playing well.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's Quentin Grimes, bro. He was nothing but a role player until he got to Philly, bro. Not saying he wasn't nice. I'm not saying he wasn't nice, but he was a role player everywhere else until he got to Philly.
It take one team to give that one player a chance to prove himself.
Word. Because now Maxey's out for the season. McCain out for the season, and Beat out for the season, Paul George out for the season. So literally it's only Grimes, yeah. And we play them tomorrow. Nice. Knowing us, we're going to lose.
I hope Grimes don't go crazy. I hope he don't go
crazy. He most likely will, bro. I wouldn't be surprised if we lose that game. Because our next few games, we probably win that one. But then we play the Bucks, and then we play the Grizzlies. And then we play Brooklyn, then Utah. Our last game of the season is against Utah. So we could end out the season on a good note, but then again, losing 2 games ain't too good for us. We might end the season out 3-2. Playoffs start next week. Oh, no, not next week.
Start next week?
Because the last day of the season is the 13th. So the 13th is – I don't think the playoffs don't start the 14th, but it start, I think, the 15th, I think it start. Let me see.
15. Yeah, it does.
Play-in tournament. Yeah, so the play-in start April 15th, which is, you know, kind of crazy because if the Timberwolves is in the play-in, that's going to be too much.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad for the play-in teams because they got to – well, I don't feel bad, but, like, y'all got to play that extra game, probably extra 2 games just to play another 4-5 games, bro. It's mad games.
I feel bad for Dallas.
I call that, bro.
Yeah, Dallas went downhill.
I also feel bad for Sacramento. I don't know what happened there. I thought there was a good team. They went down. They went down the gutter.
You need to build the chemistry, dog.
Facts. They went down the gutter mad fast.
The more DeRozan thinking that he could just take the Chicago team he had and bring it to the Kings.
Word.
And it's gonna work like that, no. They're gonna have to take some time and build chemistry over the summer. They still could make the playoff. You never know. They could beat Dallas.
Yeah, they could beat Dallas. I wouldn't be surprised. That's not a Dallas. They're not bad, but they're not crazy good either. Until Kyrie come back, but that's not until the end of next season. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you expect from Dallas right now?
Nothing. Gary's quiet.
I don't know why they made that trade. That trade sent them to the bottom.
He's quiet, man.
Oh. I would cry.
I hope the Grizzlies, who we play next? Let's see. This Saturday, we play the Pistons. We can beat them.
Anytime I see a player of mine or my team collapse, I just... Boy, my heart just dropped.
Yeah, I just leave it alone. You know what can I say? Disappointment.
No word.
Disappointment, bro. Paul George disappointed me so bad. I don't know what to say about him. His mentality is bad. I don't like his mentality. Sorry, bro. It's like he don't want to be the best.
The more I've heard him talk since he left the Clippers, or even when he was leaving the Clippers, I'm like, bro, this guy just be talking. Like,
yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, they offered him a certain amount of money, this, that, and third. He wanted more. What did you do to deserve more? Because you played more games? Nah, bro, you made us lose to the Mavericks. We never lost to them before. Now we lose to them, and then, you know what I'm saying? James Harden was actually playing good in that series. To where if you would have at least showed up for like two games, we would have been good, bro. I'm over there fighting, watching him just dribble. All he do is over dribble, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. He had no business going to Philly. Of all teams you want to win, you could have at least went to Denver, bro. Like, I understand that they didn't trade to the Warriors for a reason. If he would have went to the Warriors, it probably would have been worse than the Jimmy Butler thing going on. They, like, as in, like, they would have been better. Like, they probably wouldn't have started the season off bad.
Yeah, they would have been way better. Because I feel like if Paul George was traded to the Warriors, I feel like Draymond would instill that winning mentality in his head. Like, every time Paul George is in the playoff, last time he was, like, in the winning mentality was with the Pacers, with Roy Herbert and George Hill, Lance Stevenson and David West.
That and probably 2021, because he actually made the Western Conference Finals. I guess they ran out of gas. I don't know what happened for them to lose like that. Because they went six games with the Suns. They could have went to the finals that year. But what's it called? Yeah, like, I don't know. Paul George, from what I hear, like, he's not one of them players that you could talk crazy to and expect him to play better. Like, you got to talk to him nicely. Like, nah, bro. If you playing like a hoe, you playing like a hoe, bro. Simple as that. Like, let's go. Make the next one, bro. Like, come on. You know, like, but maybe that's just the New York side of me. I know how when people say certain things, like, they're not trying to come at my character. They just want me to play better. Like, in high school, when Coach Green used to talk crazy to us, like, we knew what he was saying. Like, it wasn't like we over here crying, like, why he talking like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, high school was – Coach Green was talking PTSD. For a reason. He was talking like that for a reason.
Thinking of high school basketball is PTSD, bro.
PTSD, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Nah, leave that alone. Leave that
good alone. Memories, though.
Word. But, yeah, back to the Grizzlies. So, the Desmond Bane thing happens. Then they fire the coach. Then Ja Morant comes back. Does the gun thing.
Got fined for $75,000.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. And supposedly, Jaren Jackson, they got him sitting out so he don't win DPOY, so they don't have to pay him. Because if he wins, he gets a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
To me, I would sue them. Why are you forcing me to sit down?
That's not right for a team to do.
Like, because you don't want to pay me, you got me sitting down, gang? That's crazy. You got all the money to pay. Well, if I win DPOY, we at least make a run in the playoffs. To be honest, bro, I'm one of those. All these teams are not bad, bro. They're playing bad on purpose, bro. I don't believe you really this bad to be playing like this. Because we be seeing teams upset players. Like, we see Charlotte beat Boston. Well, we haven't seen it, but, like, we will see Charlotte beat Boston one day, and the next day they can't make a shot against a worse team. Like,
yeah,
I don't believe every team is just tanking is that bad, bro. Like, y'all just not playing hard. Because y'all was good in high school. Y'all was good in college. Why now y'all not good enough?
The money.
Yeah, money get to their head and the gal get to their head, bro.
Yeah, so money, fame. They got so much endorsements. They can't focus. When you see Kobe in the commercial a lot.
What do you mean?
Like, you see how Kobe, when he was in the NBA, he didn't have a lot of time for a lot of other things. He stayed in the gym and grind, and he played hard every day.
Yeah.
Same as Jordan. Everybody not going to have the same mentality in the NBA.
Facts. That's true. But it's just annoying when you, like, it's one of those where I feel like certain players, they just choose to take a game off. Like,
yeah,
he could put money on Tatum to get 20 points. He averaged 30. This one game, he decided to score 15 points.
15 points.
Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, I don't understand it. Like, you know, even with the Jaren Jackson situation, like, you should not be forcing me to play. Like, we could at least work something out. Like, I'm not going to demand the max money, even though I deserve it. If I really want to win, I'm not going to demand it. Feel me? And then if I'm John Morant, I'm looking at that like, come on, bro. Because stuff like that will break up a team. Like, y'all don't really care to win. All this low market this, low market that. We got a chance to do something. And y'all not trying to do nothing.
They're really not trying to do nothing. It's like, I see the Grizzlies team breaking down right now.
Yeah, they're breaking down.
They're breaking down. Fire coach at the end of the season. That was a crazy move.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was crazy.
I had to look into some information about that, and it looked like the manager for the Grizzlies didn't like the way he was playing. His leadership, the pick and roll plays, he didn't see a future with that type of play style. So he decided to part it ways with Tyler Jenkins.
Yeah.
I saw that in the NBA website, and I read some. That's what it says. They just parted ways with him, and he wished him the best.
Word.
So,
I would at least wait to the offseason. Y'all can't just bring in a new coach at the end of the season. Like that. Like, that's not a recipe for success at all. Like, if I'm being honest, like, I'm not saying the team is bad or, like, the team ain't good enough to get you a win or win a playoff series. So they could win a playoff series depending on where they're seated. But,
yeah,
like, come on, bro. Like, now y'all just change up because coaches have their style. This is an 82-game season. Y'all fire him with 70, like at 71 game. So now for the next 12 plus the player, he gotta try and fit the coaching style.
Yep. I don't even know the new coach name.
Yeah, I didn't even look that up. The new coach is I should have came in with that information. I don't even know who he is. What a shame. Shame on me. Team roster. The new head coach is Thomas. Is that an L? I don't know if that's Thomas, Atuamas, Lasalo. I guess that's the new head coach. He don't even got a picture on the NBA website. But, yeah.
Where did they find this coach?
I think he's on the roster already. I think he's on the coaching staff already. But, you know, when they fire the head coach, they just bring in the assistant. They put the assistant coach up.
Yeah, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is ridiculous.
Finnish basketball coach. Wow. Okay. Hey, man, let's see what he can do. Like, right now, I don't have high hopes for the Grizzlies after that move.
I know.
It's looking bad. All I can do is pray for the best and hope they can win a series. I'm not hoping that. I don't think they could win the chip this year.
Yeah, not after all this just went down.
Yeah. Like, if that happened, that would be a miracle.
Oh, breaking news. Dwight Howard is now a basketball Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, but not top 75.
I don't know. That's crazy. He has been selected as the first ballot Hall of Famer for the Naismith Hall of Fame. Yep. TikTok going to get a video just now.
He's the first one?
First ballot, so it's Melo and him.
Okay. Damn. Congrats to Durant. Right.
He just got elected to the Magic Hall of Fame, Orlando.
They're gonna retire his jersey.
They should.
They should retire his jersey.
They should. I mean, he's good enough. He's probably the best player in their history, besides Shaq. If it's not Shaq, then it's probably him. You know, T-Mac was good there, too, but you know, he ain't play at the level that they did, you know. They both got to the finals, you know.
Wait, Shaq went to the finals with the Magics?
Uh-huh. When they played Hakeem, that was like 93, oh. No.
94 or 95? Jordan came back 96.
No, it was 90. It was probably
94. Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah, it's probably, I think it was 1994. But, yeah, it was Shaq versus Hakeem in the finals. Hakeem won. And then Dwight went to the finals in 2009 against Kobe. So they got it.
It's not 1990.
It's either 94 or 95. It might have been
95. Yeah. It was 95.
Yeah. So, like.
He got swept.
Yeah. That was him and Penny. I think he left right after.
Yeah.
Damn. I just seen this guy, Tim Hardaway Jr., hit a buzzer beater from the hash mark, boy. Pull up.
Hash mark?
Yeah.
Who they playing?
The Raptors.
Has Brandon Ingram been playing?
Say it again.
Brandon Ingram.
I think they got him sitting for the season.
Okay, they got him sitting. I remember he got traded to the Raptors. I haven't heard nothing from him.
Yeah, because like, he had a foot injury. Okay. He got a foot injury, but it's like they're not trying to win anyway, so it makes no sense to bring him out there. You know what I'm saying? Respect. But yeah, what else has happened since?
Feel about that fight?
Which fight?
Pistons versus Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that fight was funny. I don't think it deserves to go that far. I'm not going to lie. Like, it made no sense. I mean, it's something that was building up. Like, I ain't going to lie. What's his name? Isaiah Stewart is a player that I would like to have on my team, but I would hate to play against. Like, he bring the energy that you like from certain players. Like, not everybody got to be the scorer. Some players just got to be the enforcer. Like, you're not going to play around with my team, bro. Like, you're not going to mess with my guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he like a Ron Artest. Like, Ron Artest was nice. But, like, Ron Artest at some points was just the enforcer. He take on the suspensions. He take on the technical fouls. He do all that. He get in the other player's head. He make you mad. You don't want to play against him, bro. But if he on your team, yeah, we rocking with him. But I don't know that Ron Holland was crying. That part had me weak. I'm like, why is he crying? Like, I mean, he was probably mad that he ain't get his hits off or whatever. But I was weak, son.
Yeah.
That just proved Dante part of the team. They got to bring him back. You got to bring him back, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I know I had a countdown for Julius Randle's demise. Like, I was ready for him to go, but like, as of right now, we have I think the last time I checked, it was like an 85 win percentage since he's been back. Like, we've won more with him than lost. I think he finally got his, what's the word I'm looking for? He finally figured out how to play basketball, so to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was playing trash in the beginning. Now he's playing good. He still has his moments where, like, I watch him and I'm like, what the hell is he doing? What's wrong with this guy, bro? But he's been playing good for the most part. His playmaking, he just need to know his personnel. Like, Rudy Gobert, you can't throw a bullet pass at him. Certain players, you got to know how to pass the ball to them. Some of them, they got butterfingers. So you got to chill with how you passing it. But what I like about Julius, he got good intentions with his style of play.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, he does dumb things, but it's with good intent. Like, what he tries to do, like, it's not like I'm trying to think of a player, but it's not like he's taking shots just to shoot the team out of the game. You know, sometimes he used to do, like, on the Knicks and maybe in the beginning of the season, but I feel like as of late, all his moves, his shots, his passes have been with good intent. Like, if you got a little man on you, take him. I'm not going to be mad. If you see an open player, it's pass the ball. I don't know. Some plays he might do too much. I ain't going to lie. But he still gets the play done. But I don't know how to feel about Minnesota. We one of those teams. I don't see any team beating us four times straight. But then again, I've seen us go on five-game losing streaks multiple times. So it's one of those where it's like we play slow to start, and then we pick it up in the other half. And it's like, so you can't do that in the playoffs, bro. It's either pick one or lose. You know, pick one. Lose or win. Win or lose. You know what I'm saying? But even though I feel like this season we're not winning nothing, I feel like it's going to put us on track for next season. Like, we just need to pick a player to go after. I hear Kevin Durant might want to come here.
Nas Reed is a free agent.
Yeah, they need to sign him back. I don't know what the hell they talking about free agent. Nothing. He ain't a free agent to me, bro. He needs to stay here. Nas Reed go, bro. You're going to see me crying on the timeline, bro. That ain't no joke.
He's a free agent, man. Hopefully the Timberwolves could re-sign him.
Hopefully they need to. They're playing games. So there's no reason you keeping Julius over him. Like, no offense to Julius. I know Julius could score and pass. But Nas Reed is one of those players that could get you a bucket ton. Like, he was, when Rudy was out, he was the second scorer on the team.
Yep.
They over here playing games. Like, what's going on? I'm over here looking at my parlays. But, yeah, like, Julius, I don't know where he would fit. I don't think any team would want him. But then again, it's like we would lose too many valuable players to keep Julius. Like, we would lose Alexander Walker. We would lose Nas Reed. But then again, if we got to get Kevin Durant, we might have to trade one of them, Nas Reed, Nikhil Alexander, to get KD. And it's like, nah. I don't want to do that.
Ain't KD a free agent?
Nah. I think he's going to get traded.
He's going to get traded. Oh, yeah. He still got a lot. Okay.
Yeah. But while I try to figure out some more basketball. Matter of fact, let's talk about Melo making the Hall of Fame. I've seen some people say he don't deserve it. He ain't got no rings and none. But, you know, it's Melo. Maybe because, you know, he was in Denver first, but maybe because us being from New York, he was on the Knicks, and we watched the Knicks versus the Heat, the Knicks versus the Pacers. Like, we watched him play over here. Melo is one of those players that you really just try to copy, like, with the jab steps and the what the hell? Oh, no. With the jab steps, with the pump fake, with the mid-range, it's Melo. Like, when you do the thing like that, that's Melo. Everybody know that. Like, against the Bulls, when he came down, boom.
Hey!
Like, yeah, that was legendary. That's an iconic shot right there.
And he go,
bro, with Mel, and he did it twice. He did it to tie the game, and he did it overtime to win the game.
Yep, I was watching that game live, bro. I fall asleep and woke up. I see Melo pull up for three. I'm like, what the hell going on,
bro? Melo, I ain't gonna lie. That's when I think of Melo on the Knicks. That's the first thing I think of right there. That specific shot, just because
that was Melo right there, bro.
Like, I don't care what nobody say. There's certain players that's in the Hall of Fame that we don't even know or watch. We ain't even know about them. Melo is a player. Excuse me. He's one of the old school players that care about the next generation. As he just said, he wants to buy the Wizards. He wants to own them and change them for the future. Like, because when I was coming up watching basketball, the Wizards was a good team. John Wall, Bradley Beal, Nene. All them players, like, they was a good team. They was in fights with the Celtics. They had good games against the Cavs. Like, they was a good team for a long time. And then, you know, obviously poverty happened. Like, it's still like,
hey, they got a future with Jordan Poole.
Yeah, Jordan Poole over there, Alexander Sarr. They got Marcus Smart now. They've been better since the trade since they traded Kuzma.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like, that's been helping them a lot because they got vets now. Like, they got good vets that can score the ball and teach the young players how to move. Because the draft, who they got? Alexander Sarr, he's been really good. I've been watching him since the beginning of the year. I think he's going to win DPOY 1 year. I don't know. But he got the potential to win that.
You know, I need to take a look into him.
Yeah, like, he started off rough. Mm-hmm. But, like, he figured it out. Like, he had a few – I think he had one or two 30-point games. And he's been figuring it out. Like, that's the thing about rookies. Like, you got to just let them figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta let them figure it out. Let them find themselves on the court.
Hell yeah, like
you gotta give them a chance to be themselves.
Yeah, like when you, because this draft class, I don't think there's any like generational players in this so-called draft class. Like it's not a Wemby, there's not a LeBron, there's not a Zion. You know what I'm saying? The next one, you got Cooper Flagg. I don't know if you would consider him generational, but like, it's not somebody that you need to have. Like, Risa Shea is a great player for the Hawks, but he's not a generational player. Neither is Sar. Neither is Reed Shepard is in the G League, even though I don't think he's bad. Or who else was after them? I don't remember the picks after them, but you know, it's like he's a good player that you would want to see win. You know, who's
he is a good player you want to see.
Like, I know these teams now, they're trying to get Cooper Flagg. A lot of teams trying to get Cooper Flagg, but
I feel like the Spurs should pick up him.
If the Spurs get him, they're gonna say the NBA is rigged. Because to get Wemby and then get him is going to be like, damn.
Cooper Flagg, and Wemby.
Yeah. That, and then if they got vets on the bench like Harrison Barnes. Because Harrison
Castle.
Yeah, Castle's probably one of my favorite players. Like, I'll be watching the Spurs just to see him play.
Mm-hmm. I can see the Spurs become a franchise.
I don't.
A dynasty soon. Real soon.
That's the thing. As long as I've been watching basketball, the Spurs have never been bad until now. Like, until probably the DeRozan era, where they was like bottom of the pack or bottom of the league. But like, damn. Jalen Green, wow. But they never. Yeah, like, they've never been bad. Like, they had Tim Duncan. They had. Who else they had? Come on, Shea. I need 25, man. Make a shot. What the wrong with this guy, bro? Come on. Give me one.
They're not even making the playoffs this season.
They almost could have until Wemby went down.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Punch it off the glass. Yeah. It's like, come on, bro.
Next season.
But the NBA is good when the Spurs are good. So it's one of those things. Like the Bulls, when they're good. The Spurs, you need like the big teams to be good in the NBA. Like, you need the Spurs, the Bulls, the Celtics, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Mavericks. Oh my gosh, why Shea pass the ball, bro? I don't like when they do that, bro. Did I say the Rockets already?
Yeah,
the Rockets. What's that? Five teams. I'm forgetting it. Miami. You need Miami to be good. And
what team?
I'm trying to think. I think that's really it. Like, those six teams, if they're good, the NBA is like peak. But this year, I cannot lie, probably one of the best seasons I've seen.
This year?
Yeah, like it's probably on par with 2016. I want to see the playoffs, but what Jokic and Shea is doing, bro. Like, I'm sitting here watching the Shea game right now against the Rockets. He's disappointed me because I got money on him. So I knew I set him up for failure by putting money on him. But, you know, like, I don't know. Jokic, to me, I know people want Shea to win, but, like, if Jokic don't win, it's like, you're going to look at his stats years later and be like, how did this guy not win? Against my team, I fell asleep. I woke up 61-10-10.
61-10-10, bro.
Bro, the guy had 30-20-20, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, I know Shea is nice, but, like, Jokic is doing everything. Like, he's top five in, like, every stat besides blocks, I think. Something like that.
And your turnovers. Team is top three in the West?
I know Shea got the defense. This team got the defense and the this and the that. And he got the – he's leading the league in scoring, but Jokic is third in scoring. And, like, come on, bro. I don't know what to do with Jokic, bro. He I ain't gonna lie, maybe before it's all said and done, maybe even right now, Jokic might be a top 15 player ever, bro. I don't know. Like, he got a ring, so it's not like we can't say he don't got that. He got a
ring.
He got three MVPs. arguably four right now. I know everybody's gonna give it to Shea. I know Shea got it, but it's like, how do you not give it to Jokic? Oh my gosh, Jalen.
You never know, man. Jokic could get it too.
If Jokic win it, I wouldn't be mad. No matter who win it, I wouldn't be mad. But I think it should be a co. I've been saying that for the longest. I said I think it should be a co MVP, bro. You can't pick out of the two. Like they're just. But what I've heard. Go ahead.
This is the type of MVP ladder I like to see. Like players competing with each other. You know.
Like
for the last past years. The MVP, you know who's going to win MVP in the season. Yeah. Now, this season, you don't know who's going to really win.
Yeah.
It's between Shea and Jokic.
Yeah.
So.
Like, how do I put it? Jokic is doing. Oh, no. That's what I remember. I forgot who said it. But they said, oh. I feel like a lot of people are gonna vote for Shea because he's never gotten it, and we would like to see somebody else new win it. So that's not fair to me in the sense of like you're just not gonna vote for somebody because somebody else has too much awards. Like you don't.
That's hating.
That's changing history, bro. Like they don't want, because you know if Jokic wins four, he has the same amount of MVPs as LeBron.
Yeah.
He got the same amount. He might not have the same amount of rings, but he has the same amount of MVP. LeBron was the last player in the league to win more than three MVPs. Nobody besides LeBron has three MVPs. And since LeBron has been in the NBA, I don't think anybody has won four.
Can you say Jokic is the face of the league?
I don't think he's the face. I ain't gonna lie. Until LeBron, KD, and Steph leave, there ain't no face, bro. Like. There ain't no new face. I honestly would prefer it to be Tatum. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, the reason why I say that is because Tatum is on the Celtics. The Celtics is kind of the best team in the NBA. I know people like OKC, but the Celtics are the best team. Tatum is one of those players. He's not in no drama. You know what I'm saying? He's out of the way. He's not disrespectful. He don't do nothing crazy. Like, he might look corny, but you know what I'm saying? He's not like an Anthony Edwards, where Anthony Edwards is like being funny and charismatic on the court, which is probably what they look for. But you got Anthony Edwards, not to put his business out there, but it is out there. You know, he got four kids, and he telling people that he telling the judge you want to pay all child support in one payment. Like, damn. It's stuff like that. That's like bringing eyes to the league, but not the eyes you want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and Tatum, stuff like that ain't good for the league. That's not what you want to see.
Yeah, it's giving Anthony Edwards a bad look.
I'm saying like he getting eyes from the baby mama community, and we don't like that, bro.
You gotta chill, man.
No disrespect to baby mothers, but that's the most annoying area to be on social media. I can't stand them, son. I cannot stand them. They find something wrong with everybody, but. What are they going to say? Oh, just take the ball. Damn. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, to me, the face of the league, if he's still elite at the time, because Giannis has been elite for, like, the past 8 years, but if he's still elite at the time of LeBron, KD, and Steph's, I won't say demise, that's God forbid.
Age?
Yeah, like them falling off or retiring. Mm-hmm. I think I would say it's probably Tatum or Giannis. It's one of the two.
Okay.
Because until I'm proven otherwise, I don't see KD not being the best player in the NBA. I mean, LeBron not being the best. I know it's crazy to say, but like until he retires, he's the best player in the NBA to me. Like, yeah. I don't care what you say. People might play better than him, but just because you play better don't make you better. I'm sorry. Like,
I would say
he's 40 years old, going crazy.
All right. I got a scenario in my head. If Curry win the championship this year, is he the best? Is he better than LeBron?
In what aspect?
Player. Is he gonna be the best player? No.
Hell no. If he win this year, he got four now, he would have five. He wouldn't be a better player than LeBron, but he might have a better career. Well, no, I wouldn't even say that. I ain't gonna lie. Because that's the only thing he would have over LeBron is the rings. So LeBron got 4 MVPs. He got 4 finals MVPs. He got 4 rings. LeBron arguably should have... They stopped giving LeBron MVPs because of voter fatigue. But LeBron is the number one scorer in history. And people still say he's not a scorer.
But you know, talking about Curry accolades.
Curry accolades, maybe because he ain't played long enough and he was out longer than LeBron was. Like, he had injuries where he had to miss a season and miss a lot of games. But, like, LeBron's resume is too much for Curry to pass him. Because that means Stephen Curry will be the second best player of all time. Arguably top three. But in the last episode we did, I said if Curry wins a 5th ring, he would be undeniably top 10, arguably top 5. He would have to be in the Kobe conversation in that top 5 area. Kobe and Shaq, he would have to be there with Tim Duncan and them. Like, you got to put him above Hakeem, Larry, whoever else they want to try and
throw up in Magic there. Got?
I think Magic got 4 or 5. I'm going to look it up right now. Magic.
If Curry get this first run.
Man, to me, he's already better than Magic.
He'll be better than Magic.
I think he's already better than Magic to me. I don't know. Magic got 5 rings, and 3 finals MVPs, 3 MVPs. Magic was nice. I don't know. Some people take it to heart when you say Steph is better than Magic. But it's not like I'm dissing Magic. I ain't say Magic trash. It's just what I'm seeing from Steph is like, bro, he just dropped 52 the other day, and he just had 37 yesterday. I watched him drop 37. Like, all you had to do was put a good enough player next to Steph Curry and look at what he's doing. They went from the 10th seed to the 5th seed just by giving him one player. Like, I don't understand.
Politics
with
one player.
I'm getting PTSD from this, bro. Like, I remember when they got, bro, waking up to them getting Kevin Durant was the worst day of my life, bro. Like, that was.
I turned off my Xbox that day.
Bro, I went to sleep. I woke up. It was the summertime, too. 4th of July, bro. Woke up. I thought it was fake news. I said, nah, bro. That's fake.
Warriors. I dislike KD so much. Like, how? You go against the Warriors. You was up 3-1. You let them come back. They beat you. And you join them?
Bro.
No, bro.
In hindsight, like, looking back, that was the best KD ever to me. Like, that Kevin Durant, I know OKC was nice. But when you look at what he was doing in Golden State, bro, that KD was scary, bro. I'm sorry. Like, that. I know people like to say OKC is his best version. I don't think – watching him in Golden State was like, what can you do with him? Like, you can't do anything. Because you got to watch out for Steph. You got to watch for Steph. And if you're watching for Steph, that means you're leaving him. And you're leaving him with probably the second best defender, maybe the third or fourth. So you got, let's just put into scenario. You got Iman Shumpert and probably, I don't know, Matthew Dellavedova on Steph. And you're leaving J.R. Smith or Kevin Love to guard KD one-on-one. Pack him up, bro.
It was too much. When KD joined that team, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and then you got Klay Thompson there, too. It's like,
yeah, I was going to mention Klay Thompson. Like, you got KD. KD got the ball. Now you got Curry running around like a mouse on the court. And you got Klay wide open.
Bro. Scary sights, bro. I'll never.
You got Draymond in the court setting screen. For Klay and Curry, and you got KD holding the ball. What can you do,
bro? That was like the scariest time to be able. Like, for those two whatever years he was there, I was just like, I don't even know why I'm watching this. We already know who's gonna win.
Yeah.
The only time that I was jumping up for joy was when James Harden was giving it to them, bro. But when they lost, I was mad. I was like, damn, son. Then 2018 LeBron happened. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I thought LeBron was gonna do it, dog. If LeBron would have won that chip, bro, there was no debate.
Best player.
He would have been the GOAT. I ain't gonna lie.
He would have been the GOAT.
Bro, that 51-point game is still a crazy game to see, bro. Like, I don't think people understand how crazy that game was. For him to have 51, he only lost because of J.R. Smith. They would have won that game if J.R. would have just put the ball back up. And who knows? If they would have won that game, LeBron might have never broke his hand and probably would have went for 50 the whole series, bro. Like, I don't know. That was crazy. But then you got 2019 where they played Kawhi, but, you know, it was a bunch of injuries. They probably would have never lost that without the injuries. But that don't take away from what Kawhi was doing.
I'm not taking away what Kawhi did. He beat Joel Embiid and Giannis.
He beat Giannis, Joel Embiid, and I think they played Orlando at first. But yeah, that was crazy. That guy Kawhi. I was jumping up and down when they won. When they won, I was like, "Let's go!" The Warriors pack them up.
Yo, that was the first time Kawhi was like, "Yeah, you did it."
Yeah. The what you call it? After that, they blew up the team. So I didn't think Golden State would have won again. Wait, no. Steph got 4 rings, yeah. So I didn't think they was gonna win again for a while. Like, I thought like Steph might retire. That was his last time getting a ring. Fast forward to 2022, all of a sudden he beat the Celtics. I said, damn, this guy, bro. I'm watching it, and that's when I was like, watching that was like, yeah, Steph is top 10. To me, he's a top 10 player. I'm sorry. Like, I know a lot of people might say, no, he's not top 10 yet. No. You can't tell me a number one option in NBA history that with 4 rings, that's not a top 10 player. Hakeem only got 2. No disrespect to Hakeem. Larry's career ended short. He got the longevity, the accolades, and he's got the skill. So I don't know why people try to argue that he's not top 10. Hakeem got 2 rings, and, you know, he got the defense and stuff. Steph got better on defense. I'm not saying he's a lockdown, but, like, people can't just bully him like they did before. Yeah. Like, you can't really just attack Steph like you used to. But it's like, come on, bro.
He built some muscle on
him. Yeah, bro. 2022 was an eye-opener, bro.
Yeah. He really showed everybody. Everybody was saying, Curry's not winning the chip. He's not going to the finals. I don't think the Warriors could go to the finals. What Curry did, beat the Kings, beat the Grizzlies. Who they played in the Western Conference Final?
I think it was the Grizzlies. Denver. They beat Denver. They beat Memphis, and they beat Dallas.
Dallas, yes.
Yeah, bro.
And you went to the final and play against Boston and beat them? Tatum could have had 2 rings right now.
Literally. No, literally. He could have had 2 rings. If he would have had 2 rings, it would have been a different story. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. I'm happy for Tatum, man. One of my favorite players.
Right? I ain't happy. He just sold my parlay. He needed 25. He had 23. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
The game ended?
Yes, bro.
That's... See, I haven't bet in a while. I'm going to stay away from that.
Sick and tired of this guy, bro. I'm sick and tired, bro. Because everybody else is doing it. Anthony Davis not playing, so that don't count. I need Shea to get 25. Cleveland is beating the Spurs. Detroit is beating Toronto. I need the Lakers to win today. I don't know who they play. They play the Pelicans. I need 20 from Braun, and I need 15 from Austin Reeves. I need Steph to – well, I needed, sorry. Steph to drop 20, Draymond to grab 4 boards, Jokic to grab 8 boards, and Jimmy to get 4 assists, and Tatum to get 25. All that, it was $50 I would have won, but still, bro, like, I still got 1 more parlay in for $5. I just need Shea to go crazy this last quarter. I need a few people to pick it up, but I could win $100 on that 19. One.
He's shooting bad.
Yeah, they locking him up. That's how I'm watching it. They fakely locking him up. Maybe if I watch the damn Celtics game, Tatum.
All you gotta do is stop Shea. Once you stop Shea, that team is done.
They got J Dub trying to do his thing right now.
But he's not gonna drop the same amount of points as Shea. If you slow down Shea, you can beat OKC.
Yeah.
Cause he's the one, he's the main scorer.
Literally.
He be dropping 30, 40, 50, 50. If you cut that half, you win.
Yeah, that's true. But I've seen games where they try to lock up Shea, but everybody else just can't miss.
Everybody else?
Yeah, like J-Dub will go crazy. Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins. I'm trying to think who else they got. Who they got over here? I've seen games where Dort don't miss. That'd be pissing me off. I'm like, you so like his name pissed me off. I've never seen like off of a name alone, I don't like him. Like, don't like him as a crazy. It's crazy.
You can't say that, bro. He's a zone. I support him.
Name is crazy. My fault. Off his name, I wouldn't say I don't like him, but he just get me mad, like Dort. Like, it just feel like, bro, come on. Like, right now, he got 2 points, but when I put money on him for the under, that's when he can't miss. It's like, bro.
Yeah, he's making a name for himself with defense, though.
Yeah, he's a good defender. I know that for a fact.
He's locked down a lot of good players this season.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Dangerous, bro. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. But what's it called? I feel like Milwaukee, I ain't going to lie. I know Dom, he said he was going to join, but I don't know if he's going to make it on time.
Yeah.
But it's looking spooky for them. I ain't going to cap.
The Bucks?
Yeah, because Dame is out for until his blood clots go away. They're fighting for their life right now. Like, Giannis' second best player right now at this point is probably Brook Lopez. And as I've said before, that's not where you want to be.
Yeah, that's not where you want to be.
I don't think – yeah, it might be too late, but they can't pass the Pacers for fourth. If fifth in – they're fifth in the East, right above – they got the same exact record as the Pistons.
Yeah.
The Pistons won, so they might pass them. The Pistons might pass them and beat. If I'm the Bucks, I say I want to play the Knicks first. I ain't gonna lie. Let me play the Knicks. I don't want to play Indiana. If Brook Lopez is my second best player, give me the Knicks. Indiana run too much, bro. Like they do too much running for me. So I would want to play the Knicks, bro. Let the Pacers and the Pistons go into a dogfight. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll see whoever is in the conference finals. We'll have an easy. Well, then they'll have to damn. They have to play Cleveland in the second round, which is not impossible to beat. I don't think Cleveland is impossible to beat if you're in Milwaukee. But
do you believe in Cleveland?
Bro, I thought they would have got 70 wins. I ain't gonna lie. I thought they would have got the 70 wins. But because I was going to say, as I said, I think I said it before in another episode, if Cleveland gets 70 wins, I've not seen a team besides the Golden State Warriors not win with 70 wins, as in the Bulls did it, but every team that had 70 wins made the finals. So, as I said in the beginning of the season, I look at them as like Utah when Donovan Mitchell was in Utah with Rudy and all of them. They were cool. They were cool, but I didn't believe in Utah. Like, they weren't good to me. But Cleveland is something else. I don't know. I don't know, man. Cleveland, they could make some noise. I think they're the team to beat Boston.
Yeah, they could beat Boston.
Last year, I thought if any team could beat them, it'll be Cleveland. Cleveland was the team for me, but they lost Donovan Mitchell, so that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Now I'm just looking like, damn, son. I don't know, because I want the Knicks to go, but the Knicks are bad. Like, when they play these top teams, they're bad. Yeah, they're horrible. But right now, my favorites that I'm rooting for this playoffs, putting in a lot of parlays. But I'm telling you now, Clippers and the Timberwolves, I want them to go far. I think the only team, if they win, I would kind of be upset if they won, is probably Boston. If Boston won, I'd be sick. I don't want to see them win again.
The team I want to see win.
Or the Knicks. Yeah, I want to see the Knicks win too.
The team I want to see win is either Grizzlies, Boston, or Knicks. I only say Boston just because of Jason Tatum. I really like his game style. He's one of my favorite players. And he soon be the face of the league, you know? It's either Grizzlies, Boston, or the Knicks. The Knicks is where we live. I would like to see a parade.
Yeah, facts. I'm still trying to go to a Knicks parade. We almost had it with the Nets. I keep saying that. We almost had it with the Nets.
Almost. If KD's foot wasn't on the line, that would have been game over, bro. I think KD was too – too. KD was – at that moment, KD just wanted that bucket.
Well, he said he knew. As soon as he shot it, he said he knew. He his foot was on the line.
Yeah.
That's a lot of basketball to play. You know how many, how much you've been playing basketball to know exactly that your foot is on the line?
Mm-hmm.
Because he wasn't celebrating when he made the shot. Like, when he made it, he wasn't celebrating or nothing. So, damn, son. Can't believe he didn't get that ring, bro. Looked like OKC making a comeback. They was down like 20. Now they down, what's that, 9? With 10 minutes left in the fourth?
Yeah, they down 9, 91-100. It's crazy. Rockets really, they impressed me this season with their record.
But I've been calling the Rockets uprise since last year. Yeah. I said they had 20-some wins last year. They missed it. But I'm like, bro, with Fred VanVleet and whoever else, I'm like, bro, they can definitely go further.
How would you feel if Ja Morant go to the Rockets? Because Fred VanVleet is a free agent this summer, and he might be out of there.
How would I feel?
Like, do you think that team will be?
I don't know if they'll be better, because you got to play like Jalen Green. They got to know how to play off each other. But then again, Fred VanVleet is a veteran presence. Like, I'm not saying he's nice or nothing. I'm not saying, like, he can't score or nothing, but, like, he's there to be a vet. Like, he's not really there to be Toronto Raptors Fred VanVleet no more. Because, remember, I used to rock with Fred VanVleet, but he fell off a cliff kind of. I think this year, let me see. Yeah, this year he averaging 14 points, three rebounds, 5 assists. He was averaging 17 last year, 19 the year before, to now he averaging 14 points. Fred VanVleet. Yeah, they might get him out of there, but I don't know if that's what they want. I don't know if that's what they want.
They might do it, because that's the only trade I see for Ja Morant. Besides that one, I seen Orlando Magics.
But who would they give up to get Ja in Orlando?
I don't know.
They probably give up Cole Anthony. They probably got to give up Jalen Suggs, too.
Yeah.
Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony. I'm trying to think. Maybe like another defender. So maybe like Jonathan Isaac.
That trick could happen. You never know. But I would like to see Ja Morant and how you call him?
Jalen Green?
No. Not Jalen Green.
Paolo?
Paolo, yeah.
That'll be good.
Because Paolo is a power forward, right?
And small ball power forward. And you got Franz. Yeah, bro, like. But Orlando, they fell off a cliff because of all the injuries they had.
Yeah.
Like, they were a top team in the East. Oh, hold on. Late, but on
my
time.
My bad, y'all.
What's up, dog?
I'm ready to get into it. What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
What's up, man? Looking fresh.
Man. We were talking about your team earlier. You know, like, I said, they fell off a cliff, man. I don't know what happened. Like, it's looking bad for y'all.
For your team, Dom.
I tell you what.
You could speak on, you know, Dame being out. You could speak on, you know, start there and then make your way around the whole team.
Yeah, him being out hurts, but it kind of helps in a weird way. I mean, Giannis is at his best when he's able to just control everything. I mean, I know Philly is a terrible example of this because everybody hurt over there. Everybody out for the season. They might as well be tanking for Cooper Flagg at this point. But
they might get him. Don't be surprised.
But I think you see that, like, in that with that 17-20 game that he had yesterday. The things just run smoother with the ball in his hands. That fit between him and Dame is really not bad, but maybe if I ain't gonna say maybe if he gets a point guard that lets him do that more, that they'll be better. They'll be better once they just get the whole squad back. Cause once before Dame left with his blood clots, who was that? Jericho Sims got hurt with his thumb, and him and Giannis had a combined on court rating that was like incredible for like defensive rebounds, and that's like huge for the Bucks right now. When they can't get defensive rebounds, they just get slaughtered, bro. Mm-hmm.
When does Bobby come back?
Bobby comes back.
I need him for next week, boy.
Yeah.
I ain't even trying to be funny. I'm being serious.
Dom, I think he's frozen.
Oh, yeah, he might have froze. Hold on. He might have froze. Go ahead. You froze. When does he come back? Did he freeze again?
Yeah, he froze.
Okay, hold on. Dom, you froze again. Hold on. One more time. You keep there freezing.
I lost track, but I think they say he's supposed to be back within six. He's supposed to be back like six games. He has six games left, like maybe a week ago, is what I seen. So he shouldn't be too much wrong before he comes back. He won't help with the defensive issues we've been having, but he'll definitely help us get boards because, oh my goodness, they need it. that's half the battle right there.
Yeah, bro.
Going into the playoffs, I still think it takes a click, but I know Dame and Giannis got it, but I don't know if they have enough to carry that whole team like that.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, y'all second best player being Brook Lopez is scary. I don't think that's what you want, bro.
It's very scary because if you get played off the court, you get by like a fast team, and
I said y'all should play the Knicks first.
Where's Chris Middleton when you need him?
Facts.
Oh man, that man, he got hurt. We would probably be doing worse with him, unfortunately, because he just wouldn't be playing. I don't think. And there's no knock to him, because Chris is still great. I think he still got what he did against to the Pacers in him. I just think he needs to take his time to actually heal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, that's why I was saying y'all should play the Knicks first, because the Knicks ain't a fast team. Like, they're not like the Pacers. If y'all play the Pacers, it's over.
Yeah, the Knicks would be a good matchup. Really, any of the, like the slower, grinded out East teams would be a better matchup for us than someone like Cleveland, Indiana, or I think Cleveland and Indiana are really the only teams I worry about. I really don't even worry about Boston too much. I'm serious. Yeah, I really don't worry about them because the Bucks.
Boston?
Yeah, they can shoot themselves out of games. In all honesty,
You talking about with Dame or without Dame?
Without Dame, it probably would be easier. With Dame, they'll definitely have trouble like guarding like Peyton Pritchard, because I know he's like the guy who kind of gives the Bucks trouble. Like I don't think he's ever had a bad game against Milwaukee. Or I've seen the shot he didn't like against Milwaukee. But I like I said, they still really don't put that much fear into my heart, because they don't play as fast as Cleveland and Indiana do.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why you wouldn't be afraid of Boston, but especially with the roster now, if Dame is not playing, I would be afraid, because y'all don't really got nobody to keep up with Boston. I ain't gonna lie. Besides Giannis, like, I know Giannis is gonna show up, but then if he don't, then you gotta rely on Gary Trent and Kyle Kuzma. It's like, and Kevin Porter Jr. Like, I don't know if that's the hill you want to die on, but
hey man, and Jason Tatum not gonna play bad.
He might. He's not. Well, like, he might
have a bad game or two.
The way I know Jason Tatum play against Milwaukee is he'll play bad in every game except the one that actually matters. That's usually how he does.
Oh, that is matters. The one that matters is the one that matters.
Yes, the one that matters. Everything else is gone. The one that matters.
But like. It could be a toss up at that point as to whether or not they actually win it. You know what I'm saying? Giannis could do his thing driving and kicking. We just Like you say though, it's just tough to have to rely on your role players too in the playoff setting, because I've seen that happen for years upon years, and that ain't get them nowhere. That's how they lost against Toronto and Miami.
You're definitely right, bro. I ain't gonna lie though. We were talking about the Western West Coast. Who do you think will come out of the West, especially how close it is over there with Memphis dropping? Timberwolves, all of them have the same record right now. How do you feel about the Western Conference?
I really, call me crazy, but I really like Golden State momentum. I think they've been 10-2 since they've been 10-2 since they got Jimmy Butler. And
I think it's more than that, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
it's way more than that. I mean,
you got like 19-2, bro.
Oh, you talking about like the record?
Yeah, with him alone, I think it might be 19-2, bro.
If that's the case, that's crazy. Then they could take that momentum way into the postseason, especially with Draymond playing at all. What is that? DPOY level right now?
Yeah, he doing his presidential candidate run for DPOY right now. You know, ESPN talking about he should win.
Let me go on record of saying I feel like that really should be Dyson Daniels Award. I mean, I don't know what more you got to do if you Dyson Daniels to get that award, but you know, shout out Draymond. I guess you know the quarterback in his defense.
They've been 15-2.
That's some crazy momentum to take it to the postseason. I'm telling you, it really is.
Truth be told, I feel like DPOY is a big man award. Like they don't care about that for guards. That's not guards ain't. But who do you think? What's the road that Golden State would have to go to get to the chip?
To the chip? Let me see.
I don't think they get to the chip playing Denver first round. Like, I know because Jokic will body them. Like,
all right, right now they will say if the playoffs start right now, the Lakers will face the Warriors. Yeah,
That's an easy clap for them.
Yesterday, easy I clap. Seen that game. If Luka it's not gonna happen, bro. Because yesterday, Luka wasn't even himself, bro. He lost me a parlay. Literally, he was the only thing that missed.
Luka, and LeBron gotta play in a different level.
I expect LeBron anytime he plays against Steph, he always comes with it, bro. Like that's one thing that you could expect from LeBron. When he plays against Steph, it's like that's his arch nemesis. He has to play. Yeah, like out of everybody LeBron has played in his career, that's his arch nemesis. It's always
we gonna see prime LeBron come back. So the moment they get in that series together, but like you said, it's just the mother variables on the Lakers, Luka included.
Go ahead.
I ain't liking that matchup with Curry. If that's who they decide to stick with, which I'm pretty sure they ain't gonna stick. They're not gonna stick Luka on Curry. They do. Oh my goodness, he gonna be gassed, bro. I don't think he'll be much use.
How do y'all feel about Austin Reeves?
I've turned around on him. I think he's actually no. I'm so serious. You know, I used to be like the main.
I know that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, like nobody believed in him. Not believer, but I turned it around. I think he's good. Like for what
third option?
Yeah, for his role, he's really good. He good at what he do. He didn't took that leap to show he kind of like that consistent third option. So I can't be mad at him.
But he's been a third option for years. So that's why it's like.
No, but he's like legitimate now. Like this man is.
He's showing like yo.
Yeah.
But who was the third option over him before? That's why I'm like I don't see. He's been consistent. Like he's been not dropping 30 and stuff, but like he's been consistently at 18 point per game score.
Before people wouldn't think Austin Reeves is the third option. It was always like LeBron and AD only.
I don't know who they third option. I don't think Rui was ever a solidified third option. I don't think
Rui first got there. I think that he was kind of like starting to be that guy.
He didn't show himself. He didn't prove himself.
Austin Reeves eventually took that. And this season, he's been I would even almost like dare like even go as far as to say that Austin Reaves is actually like taking over some games. Not this, it hasn't been like a whole lot, but that's exactly what you would need, you know, especially when you have LeBron out or Luka out, and he's been able to carry that torch for like he had like 25 and double digit assists, stuff like that. Like that's what I'm like, okay, I can respect that. You give him the ball and ask him to do his thing, he'll do it for you.
I know that we talking about the playoffs right now. A potential Western Conference championship game is going on with the Thunder and the Rockets. It's a very entertaining game. The Rockets might have figured out OKC in the sense of, as we were saying earlier, Dom, just stop Shea and you just got to rely on everybody else. J-Dub got 30, Chet got 20, iHeart got 16, and Shea got 22. Everybody else don't got double digits.
Yep.
So, and they're down 13 points.
It's go ahead. I've been wrestling with this for a while now. I don't even know if I believe in OKC or Houston like that. OKC, I just don't believe the West is open. They fought enough battles. Houston, Houston is nice. They're deep. They can defend, but I just think they like that go-to scoring punch. I don't know if I'm going with like the status quo take here, but I just don't really believe in Şengün as get this man the ball with at the end of the game and let him and you know watch magic happen. I
hear you, but I also think, truth be told, I trust him more than I do Jalen Green. In the sense of, in a playoff setting, I don't know if Jalen Green has the offense for a playoff setting.
I do too. But that's my problem is that I have to trust Şengün. I just trust him
to be consistent. Like I don't think he'll fall off a cliff as compared to Jalen Green.
I don't think so either, but I just, you know, like in those moments where you really have to squeeze out every single possession, I just don't know if Houston has that straight up go to guy at all three levels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
they're more of a team thing, but I think that's where Amen Thompson comes in, because he's a player that will create the offense for them in the sense of his defense would create plays, because you know, I think he would change the dynamic of how a game will go down. In the sense of, you got Amen Thompson guarding your best player, he's getting stops, and then now y'all running. They're gonna have to play like how Indiana plays, just run, go, go, go. They can't really play in a half court offense. It's not gonna work. Like a slow playoff offense, that's not gonna work for them. Cause they're too easy to guard because everybody is inconsistent. If you understand what I'm saying. Like,
I get that, but I don't know if that's sustainable.
They gotta rely on their defense.
Yeah, they do, but I don't know if that would be necessarily sustainable for them. It makes sense. I mean, we saw Indiana get to what, the ECF last year,
off of their defense and they running.
Yeah,
but this is the West though. I already said before you joined that the Rockets is the easiest team to beat in the Western Conference. I said that already. No offense, it's them in the Grizzlies. No offense. That's the two teams I think are the easiest to beat in the West. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what you call it? Like, the Rockets, I think, when I say they're easy, I don't think they get swept, but I don't – oh, damn, J-Dub, that's tough. That's tough, J-Dub. But I don't think they're a second-round team. I think they potentially lose in the first round. If they get to the second round, they exceed expectations. But I'm a Jalen Green guy, so I would like to see him go further.
So do you feel like that playoff outing, that like their playoff, do you feel like the round they get knocked out in is entirely dependent upon who they play? Like just the matchup, pretty much?
I think if they play the Grizzlies first round, they could beat them. Like, that would be probably game 7, but they could beat them. If they play the Clippers in the first round, that might be a whole That might be a tough one. I ain't gonna lie.
They might be the Clippers.
If they beat, I think that's the only two teams. Minnesota, actually, they might beat Minnesota. They could beat Minnesota in the series. Like, only because, like I said before, Minnesota is one of those teams where they're so good, but then again, they get so bad. Like, it's like they're not the same team. But when Minnesota's hot, they're hot. But I don't know how to put it. I do think I'm a Rockets guy. I like the Rockets this year. From the past 2 years, I kept saying they're gonna win more games, bro. Oh damn, good move, Sengun. Damn, you talk about Sengun, he just hit Chet with a move. I ain't gonna lie. Hit him with a spin dunk. Crazy. But yeah. Like, he has 31 on Chet right now. That's crazy. Chet 31 with two boards. He only has two boards though.
Two and boards. Chet only has crazy. Four. Who's taking them all?
Steven Adams got 12.
Okay. Okay.
And Jabari got 17 rebounds. I should have took the over on his rebounds. But yeah. The Rockets, but see, this is what they do to OKC, but I don't know if they – I could see them – if they make it to the conference against OKC, right? Let's just say if, because the West is wide open, bro. Like, let's not act like the West is completely over. It's really not.
Far from it.
I do see a good series, like maybe six games out of OKC and the Thunder.
I didn't hear your question.
I said, I do see the Thunder and the Rockets going six games minimum. Because I think the Rockets give OKC a tough challenge. Like, they're pretty much the same team. It's just that the Rockets don't have the bigs, but they do at the same time. Like, Sengun and Steven Adams is like Chet and Ihart. It's just Chet is more perimeter based, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, yo,
but they don't have a Shea. But if you watch this game. Jalen Green is like what Shea is in the sense, like they're both doing the back and forth, like mid range threes. Feel me? It's very similarly constructed teams. Like, obviously he's better, but you got Thompson that's like Lou Dort. Like, they both just defensive guys that bring a lot on that side of the ball. It's weird, like watching them play each other. Like, they're similarly constructed.
It's like it's kind of like the not I wouldn't say like evil clones, but they just kind of, the Rockets are kind of like the
Bizarro doppelgangers.
Yeah, like the Bizarro OKC kind of.
Yeah, bro. Like, look at that, Chet. Not Chet. Sengun again. Oh my gosh.
How do you feel if Ja Morant get traded to the Rockets?
If Ja Morant? Oh, I think Memphis would never. I think they'd sooner rather go before they trade to the Rockets. I mean, if that happens for the Rockets, you can pencil them in for probably a good finals run, but it depends on who they give up. They give up.
OKC throwing the towel, dog.
It depends who they give up.
What I can't get out of my mind right now is, did y'all already get the chance to talk about the Clippers? Because honestly, before you even brought them up.
Yes and no.
We kind of sort of talk about the Clippers, but we can start a conversation.
Yeah, before that. You said something about them, I completely forgot about them as like somebody who could come out the West. And that's to me, a very real scenario, especially with the way they defend, especially with the way Kawhi has kind of basically been on a tear this past, what, like fourth of the season, I want to say that he the last, what is that, three-fourths? That it's like I'll say like 80% of the season, 20%, I should say. The last 20% he's been doing.
Off topic, because I'm gonna get back to the Clippers because I did say something about the Clippers. If y'all can watch this whole game or watch the highlights of this game, you'll see why I'm saying the Rockets actually could beat anybody but lose to anybody. Because what Jalen Green is doing, I've never seen him play like this. Maybe because I don't watch them enough, but he's been hitting off the glass jumpers. I'm a Jalen Green guy. That guy, he was always a sporadic player. Like, he just flying in the air. Like, but he had control this game, and I like to see that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I just want to see mid range.
He's going to be one of the best players in the league soon.
They beat OKC by double digits, bro.
Once that mid range gets there, yeah, I can definitely respect it because I think right now he's. Just like shooting one sporadic. Of the worst,
he's not shooting
from there.
Okay, so back to the Clippers though. at the start of this podcast, not this episode, when we started this, it was probably episode 4, maybe, in the beginning. It's one of the single-digit episodes. I specifically said that if Kawhi Leonard comes back healthy, I had the game plan. I said if Kawhi comes back, I said after the All-Star break, but he came back before. I said if he's healthy, 100% healthy, you know what I'm saying? Like they fully let him heal and come back properly, they can win the championship. I said that because you got to look at the team they have. They have a bunch of dogs around the stars. This is pretty much Houston James Harden with Kawhi Leonard, bro. Like, you just got to hope James Harden can finish inside the paint more. Like, you just got to hope his inside inside the three-point line scoring comes back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Kawhi Leonard, I said this earlier too, Dom. Kawhi Leonard is the only person with like 4 knee surgeries to come back shiftier than he was before he had surgery. Because I know you follow Brett Usher. His scoring and his handle has been on something else, and I think they might have to drug test that guy, bro. Because Kawhi Leonard might be better now than he was before. In the sense of as a ball handler. Like, the way he moves with the ball and how he's getting to where he needs to go, it's scary, bro.
To me, it's just being able to see it again. I think he's always had this like same back, but we just ain't been able to see it in so long.
He's always been stiff though.
Yeah, he has, especially the jumper. But I can kind of see your point because I do remember his game against Milwaukee. I think he was pulling out some stuff. I don't think I've seen him do it in his career. So yeah.
Bro, that move he hit, Dame went like between the whoop whoop, and then he hit the reverse layup. Kawhi played so stiff, but it's like, yo, I ain't gonna lie. I was watching the tape, and I'm like, if Kawhi gets one more ring, I might have to put up. He already is a top 10 small forward, but he might be borderline 5, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Kawhi is a small forward. We got to take out injuries for him because we know what he was doing minus them injuries, bro.
We do, yeah.
2021, they 9 times out of 10 was going to the chip that year, bro. Like, they beat Utah. They more than likely was beating Phoenix with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard there, bro. And they probably played the Nets or the Bucks. And that series, the finals, I don't know who wins, but they made the finals, bro.
And we went to game 6.
Bro, Kawhi, bro, I think, call me crazy, he's one of the best players I've ever seen. I ain't gonna lie. Like, from me, that's what you call, he had literally a 2K my career. Every year you got way better than what you was. You went from a role player to a star. Like, he might have started out with like the 3 or the defense next to his name, and then he got a whole star, and like, it's his team now. Like, if you would have seen him in San Antonio, probably you wouldn't have thought he would have stayed like this. But when he got to Toronto, you knew it was over.
Yeah, that season, I don't know if I can really, for as long as I've been watching basketball, I don't know if I've ever seen like an individual season that good, like where you just kind of like just thinking about what everything Kawhi has done, and then he just goes to another team and just gets them a ship. Like, but okay. That is to say that, you know, like Toronto had probably one of the greatest defenses ever, but. Yeah, it would be because of their team makeup with Danny Green, Marc Gasol, and Kyle Lowry, and so on and so forth. But just the fact that he was able to just kind of go there, win that, and then just dip. You know what I'm saying? That's just crazy to me.
Call me crazy. To me, he's a top 10 player. I don't think he's ever left the top 10, only because he was always injured. Like, I don't think there's 10 players better than a healthy Kawhi Leonard. I'm sorry. I wouldn't say he's top 5 anymore, but I think he's still top 10. Because same with Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, when he's healthy, we know what Anthony Davis does. Like, he just beat the Rockets off a game winner the other day. You know, he's not playing today, but still. Like, bro. And call me crazy. Kawhi's best year, it wasn't even really Toronto. I know he won the chip that year. I know he won the chip. But 2021 Kawhi in the playoffs was a different problem, bro. Like, that guy was scary. You know what I'm saying? If you remember what he was doing in 2021, that was the year when they played Dallas. They were losing, and they came back 3-1, I think, against Dallas. Like, Marcus Morris was the primary defender on Luka, and Kawhi said, "Nah, I'm guarding him now." and then they won three straight.
Yeah, I think I remember that series. That was the bubble or after the bubble?
That was the year after the bubble. The bubble year, he averaged his most 27 points. But that year, he had a stinker in game seven against the Nuggets when he had 14 points. But I don't think we've ever seen a bad Kawhi playoff series. Like, he's never had a bad series. Like, he might have a bad game, a bad half of a game, maybe a bad half of a series, but never a bad series.
Like, no.
Kawhi is one of them guys, bro. I feel like he's one of the people you got to tell your kid about. Like how people be trying to talk about Elgin Baylor and stuff. You're going to have to talk about Kawhi, bro. Like,
yeah.
He broke up two dynasties, bro. He broke up the Warriors and he broke up Miami. I know that people, he didn't break up Miami. Nah, bro.
LeBron was scared of him.
and what he did against Giannis too. No, not trying to be funny. Like that series against Milwaukee, when he was kind of like the primary defender on Giannis, was tough.
Yeah, I think he kind of pulled the same thing he pulled against Luka, where once I think the Bucks went up 2-0, he just kind of took control of that match. You think he told Nick Nurse that he wanted that matchup, and after that, that went way better for him.
You gotta respect it, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Kawhi, I always liked Kawhi, but I just couldn't say he was one of my favorites. But now I think it's set in stone, bro. Kawhi is that guy, bro. I have to. I'm currently on the NBA store. Might get his jersey for my wall. Let's see how much it costs. $40? Okay. Kawhi is that guy, bro.
No, you go ahead. I was just gonna ask if they have a jersey of him from with the pinstripes on it, like the Raptor, the
Raptors Kawhi.
Yeah. Was he playing there? Was playing there when they brought those back? I don't think
so. No. That was this year they brought those back, no. Because that was the OVO year, no? When they won when they had the OVO jerseys.
That was the OVO year, yeah.
The black and gold. They had the all gold jerseys, I think. If I'm not mistaken. You can get a Kawhi Leonard jersey from Toronto on eBay. You got the black one. They got a white one for $38. Yeah. But you could get it on eBay for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, Kawhi, I ain't gonna lie. There's a few jerseys I wanna get. It's obviously a dream, but I wanna get like the most randomest jerseys from players that I like. Like, I know everybody got their star players that they like, but I like a lot of role players, bro. Like, there's a lot of role players that I think are – because to me, role players do more than the star players, if you really think about it. I know the star players have a lot to do with the success of winning, but you can't win without a good role player, bro. Like, you're not going to win without, like, the – hear me when I say – I'm not trying to say he's nice or he's a valuable player, but, like, a Kyle Kuzma, like, third options, Dante DiVincenzo's, Isaiah Stewart's. You don't win without those type of players, bro, like – I know Isaiah Stewart is a crash out, but he does a lot for Detroit, bro. Like,
oh yeah, he does.
Dom, before you go, I was saying, because Pat asked me about the fight that happened with the Timberwolves and the Pistons. I said people don't like Isaiah Stewart, but I do. I like players like him. They're enforcers. Like, not everybody got to average 20 points, and you need them players that's gonna back up your star players and beat in. Don't mess with my players, bro. Don't talk to my
team. You need yourself a Draymond or Dennis Rodman on the team, man. Ron Artest.
Yeah, bro. Like, he over there talking crazy to Steph, bro. Like, no. Steph of all people, he don't care.
And I don't recall who I said this about, but I do know I said this earlier on in the pod. I probably might have been talking about Isaiah Stewart when I said this, but you just really got to have somebody like that on your team, because otherwise you're just going to get punked. Bucks was like that for the longest time until they got somebody like Bobby to come in and you know, just be rah-rah. Like you said, these.
Not rah-rah here.
Yeah. Isaiah Stewart, how they say about Patrick Beverley, how they say about Marcus Smart, Kyle Lowry, them the people that you love to have on your team but hate to cheer again. But hate when they're not on your team. For me, Isaiah Stewart ain't even got to be on my team. I love dude, man.
Yeah, bro. People are like, oh, he's just a crasher. I've never seen a highlight of his. Because you don't watch basketball. I've seen Isaiah Stewart dunk the ball. He's one of them bigs. He get dunked on, he on the next play. He don't care. Like, bro, because people be like, oh, he get dunked on. At least he's jumping. Like, you got these bigs, like, no offense. Jokic, you don't play defense. Like, they just go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, Isaiah Stewart is up here, boom, blocking shots and getting rebounds. He might average 8 points, but them 8 points mean a lot. You could tell it means a lot because when he's not on the floor, they collapse. Like, their team is not the same team.
Don't let the advanced stats nerds hear you say that Jokic don't play no defense.
I say he don't. All right, let me get this straight, bro. When I say play defense, I mean you actually out here being a Isaiah Stewart, a Draymond, like a protector of the paint. Like, we don't feel like we can attack you, like a Wemby, like AD. Like, that's what I mean by play defense. Everybody plays defense in the NBA, but not everybody is good at defense in the NBA, if that makes sense. I hope people can
they'll disagree with that too. They'll say
tell me Jokic is a rim protector. That means you don't watch basketball, bro. I'm sorry.
The defensive box. I just read an article today that they were saying that Jokic is a mastermind for leading the league and kick balls. Like, get the
no, they make up stats for people, bro. They make up stats, bro. Because they did the same for Luka, saying that he leads the league in blowbys. Since when did we start tracking blowbys?
When did we start tracking kick balls? When exactly. Did kick balls change anything? They just run a different play, like
literally.
But like, added stuff.
Maybe the next episode, maybe next week, whenever that is. Oh, yeah. Before we go, Dom, you gotta give your opinion on what's called the Memphis situation. But before next week, we could probably talk about our favorite, like, or the X factors of every team in the playoffs, or that should make the playoffs. So probably because the West isn't set yet. The East is set. Like, they got one through the whole plane. They got that set. So it'll be – you can probably do your research from now, but it's Cleveland, Boston. Let me look at the standings, bro. Hold on.
And this is X factors from every team?
Yeah, like who we think would be the biggest X factor from every team. So we got Cleveland, Boston, New York, Indiana, Detroit, Milwaukee, Orlando – Atlanta, Miami, Chicago. That's the 10 East teams that have a chance of making the playoffs. Every other team is out. Toronto's out. Brooklyn out. Philly out. Charlotte out. And Washington is out. Now,
Philly.
The West is kind of still open. I don't know how. But the 10 teams right now, as we speak, are OKC, Houston, Denver, LA, both LAs, Golden State, Memphis, Minnesota, Dallas, Sacramento. So that's the teams that are for sure in, well, not for sure. Besides Dallas and Sacramento, they're not for sure. But the other 8 teams are definitely for sure making the play-in tournament. But they say Phoenix still got a chance, Portland still got a chance, and San Antonio still have a chance. Don't know how, but they also have a chance.
I don't know. We're getting ready to wrap this up. But how are we feeling about it? Did y'all already speak on Kevin Durant leaving in offseason news?
I think we did. I just was like, I don't want to give up a player like Jaden McDaniels. I don't want to give him up. I don't want to give up a player like Alexander Walker and Nas Reed for him. Those are not players I would trade for Kevin Durant at this point.
So you basically saying you wouldn't want to see him in a Minnesota jersey.
I do, but I just don't think if you're Minnesota, you don't want to trade younger to get older. Because KD's going to be there for, what, 2 years maybe? And then now you're back at square one because you don't have the defense that you had before. You don't have the energy that you had before. You know what I mean? You're going to run who? Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, and Kevin Durant with Rudy Gobert? Like, that's a disaster, bro. Like, with Mike Conley? Like, come on, bro. That's not
I feel doing. Like Kevin Durant's future probably lies, like, entirely – just to make this quick, I think his future, like, basically relies entirely upon when the Houston Rockets get knocked out, if they get knocked out. If the Houston Rockets get first round, you bet they calling up Phoenix. Yes. But if they make it to, like, the conference finals, they probably might just run it back.
You say Houston. I think Miami calls for Kevin Durant, bro. I know it's a crazy thing to say, but there's no way they were a 6 seed at first, 6-7 seed, and they just dropped to 9, bro. Like, I don't know what happened to them. Because I don't think they're that bad of a team. They just
dropped. The chemistry is not there.
But, Dom, before we go, how do you feel about the whole Memphis thing that's been going on for the past 2 weeks? Starting with the Desmond Bane, the Taylor Jenkins firing, now Ja Morant getting fined $75K. How do you feel about and Jaren Jackson potentially being there's a conspiracy saying that he's been forced to sit out so he doesn't win DPOY so they don't give him the Supermax.
All right.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, we can start off with, like you say, what's that, Desmond Bane and Santi Aldama, right?
Yeah.
You know what? When you to kind of rope this into the Taylor Jenkins thing at the same time, I don't know if he was just losing them to the point where they do got to fight over stuff like that. I know they had a bad record against like actual winning teams for a little bit now. So yeah, that stuff can get frustrating. You can get to the point where you and somebody got a jaw at each other on the bench. Y'all teammates, you feel me? But you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's necessarily too big of a deal because it just happened. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I used to see Giannis and Chris argue with each other on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so forth.
But they never put hands on each other though.
Mm-hmm.
You never seen Giannis push Chris Middleton, bro. Not like how Desmond Bane did it.
Yeah, that's true. But I have seen Giannis threaten to beat up a coach. So all that stuff just happened in the heat of the moment, for real. I don't think there's too much within that Santi Aldama and Desmond Bane situation until they actually get to throwing hands in practice, a la Bobby Portis and Mirotić. But moving forward to the Taylor Jenkins thing, I think it's wild, but it's not too wild at the same time. The system was kind of just.
You got to think of what he did for them, though, Dom. You got to think what he was doing.
It's not only
this year, though. We talk about from the time he got hired till now.
I know. And that's what I was thinking about. I'm just like, it makes sense, but it doesn't. Why I say it doesn't make sense initially is accounted for everything he's did for the franchise since he's been there. When you have out for all the things he's had to sit out with, injuries and off court issues, considering he did a good job of keeping the team rolling and also instilling the system because he didn't really have that many touches as he used to before all this stuff. Taylor Jenkins did a good job of putting in the system in which it was more team ball and not necessarily Ja-centric.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't this season necessarily translate to the wins they needed because, like I said, I did take a peek at their wins against 500 teams, and it was not that good for, I think, a stretch. I think post-All-Star break, it was really bad. I want to say it was like 0 on however much. I think it was like 12 or something like that. Yeah. You're more than welcome to call me on that one because I can't remember what the number was, but it was bad. So I can understand them letting him go in the off season, but not in the middle of the season for something like that.
Yeah, it's not even the middle, bro. It's the end of the season, bro.
Well, yeah, the end of the season. Like y'all are playoff bound. You gonna toss the coat that just basically shows that they kind of gave up on the season. In my honest opinion, them sitting out Jaren Jackson Jr. to save money makes a ton of sense. If I was Jaren Jackson Jr., I would bolt because you playing with my money like that. I'm gonna be totally real because that's how a lot of players feel. You know, you sent me mess up my money. Okay, bet I ain't playing for you again. If I was Jaren Jackson Jr. in the offseason, I'd be going around just like Harden did with Daryl Morey.
Literally.
And calling him a liar on national TV, but it's that whole Memphis situation is just I can't understand how it blew up the way it did. It should have been working. They should be where OKC is right now to me.
Yeah, literally, they're all similarly constructed teams. The double bigs, you got Edie and Jackson, you got Chet and Adams, and you got Ihart and – no, not Chet. Sorry, Sengun and Adams, Chet and Ihart. They're all similarly built teams, bro. Because in my humble estimation, like, that's the new wave right now. The new teams, they're going to try and do double big lineups. One scoring big and one defensive big. But
they realizing that it's all about height now. No, yeah, height, but length.
Okay. Last thing, just to get your opinion, how you feel about Melo and now Dwight Howard both making the Hall of Fame first ballot?
Congratulations to them both. But shout out Marcus Johnson, get that man in the Hall of Fame. Ain't no reason a man who's sitting on Jordan's Marcus Johnson, Bucks legend. You know this. You know you got a picture of Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan is he in his college dorm? He got the headset on. You know, they caught him in the picture doing a little dance. Right there in the background, you get a little poster that say that got Marcus Johnson on it. If you own Michael Jordan wall as a poster, you need to be in the Hall of Fame. I ain't not to detract too much, but I just need to put that out there. Congratulations to Melo. Congratulations to Dwight. They should be first ballot.
You're the only Bucks fan that was shot out.
I'm just saying you gotta get him in there. If he on Michael Jordan, if Michael Jordan had his poster, you gotta get him in there. But like I say, shout out to Melo for all the Olympic stuff that he did. I think he had the most amount of appearances on the team or the most golds.
So I think I think now it's him and KD. But that being said,
I would be shocked if KD.
You said you'd be shocked if KD had it.
Yeah, or if he tied it.
I mean, KD been on that Olympic team for that long now.
Yeah, he has.
But with that being said, you know, that's episode 27. Next week we shall be back. And we shall definitely have more conversation, you know, with the X Factors. The playoffs is arising. So, you know, we're going to be here chatting it up with y'all about the playoffs. And, yeah, anything else before we get out of here?
No.
Shout out Beef Stew again. His rim percentage. His rim defense percentage is crazy, y'all. Go look it up. He's one of the best interior defenders we have today.
This guy.
Listen.
He's not trash.
NBA, shout out to Ja Wick.
This guy.
Let me stop.
Thank you for all the wrong. They shouldn't find him for that. Yeah. They should have find Buddy Hield that too.
Word. But yeah, shout out to all the support.
Need to find Buddy Hield for them big ass veneers. I can't even see the TV when he play. Every time he opened his mouth, his reflection blind me. I can't see the court.
Before we end. How y'all feel about Ja Morant calling Kevin Ware a pigeon?
Yeah, that was random.
A pigeon?
Taylor Rooks got him acting.
I didn't even know what that meant when I saw that. I'm going to be real. Is there still for the
Heat? What's his name?
Khalil Ware.
Yeah, Khalil Ware. I said his name wrong. Khalil Ware. He called him a pigeon.
I didn't even get to see that game winner when he hit it, but if he caught him a pigeon, he must have been jumping like crazy.
Son. With that being said, I will catch y'all on the next one. Thank you for all the love and support. We on the way, man.
Support, like and subscribe. You know what it is. I Test Podcast. We out.
We out of here.